All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. It was nice to check in with Adam Carolla. Don't forget his movie tomorrow at Manhattan Beach, and then tomorrow night at the Block AMC 30 in Orange. So hopefully a funny man, dude. All right, Sam Phillips is with us. Nice to see you, Sammy.
Nice to have me here. Thank you, Timmy.
And we do this thing at 8 o'clock. We try to do it at 8 o'clock, but when you can get a guest like Adam Carolla, man, that guy's hysterical.
You got to take that.
So if Lisa can stay till 9:20, we can go another segment.
Absolutely.
All right, Lisa Pantone is with us.
And actually, it's Pantone, not to correct you.
Well,
Tim,
in Italy, it's Pantone. In America, Pantone.
In Italy.
Silent E, but if anybody wants to check out Lisa, check out lisapantonee.com, because Lisa's a casting director with over 15 years experience.
Look at you.
Yes. Here in Los Angeles.
All right, now you're an independent casting agent,
I
right?
I am, yes, I am.
You work for one of the big studios or anything?
I work for the studios. I work a lot for production houses. You know, so I do film, I do commercials, I do TV shows,
all right.
Music videos.
And you're in your 40s?
I am in my 40s.
All right, and looking for younger dudes.
Well, depends on how young, and yes,
right.
You know, I am 18, single, so.
17, 18.
That's too young.
Yeah, that's a little too young.
But do you have a lot of these guys hitting on you? I mean, you're a casting director?
I do.
And what do you do? How do you handle it?
I tell them, doesn't
take them back
matter.
To the Patone home?
Yeah.
Roll around a little?
Exactly. Let's see your acting abilities.
Yeah. Remember that casting couch?
Yeah, why don't you act like you really love me?
Yeah.
All right, yes. Well, that's pretty good. I mean, now, what are the actors today as opposed to 20 years ago? Are they better today? Are they worse today? Are they,
well, I think
more of them?
Well, I think there's lots more of actors than there were years ago. And I think that way back then, they were more studied.
Right.
You know, they were more method and studied.
So
but
today, there's more naturals?
But the directors are looking for that, you
right.
know. But I respect them as long as they respect me
right.
in the morning.
But, but you have ever have somebody come in who's so terrible you never call them in again?
I do. Yeah, I
that's
do.
Me.
Yeah.
Hey, you did a movie years ago.
Thank
you did
bro.
A couple of movies.
Yes, yeah.
What was that famous movie?
Midnight Express.
There you go.
I played the drug smuggler.
You did not?
No, it was Titanic.
You were in a comedy. Come on, back in the day.
I don't remember, Sammy. It was big.
It was huge.
That was Tom Hanks' best friend and big. All right.
Love that
movie. Now, what do you? All right. So you're in your 40s.
Yes.
You're a single woman. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
And you have kids.
I have a fabulous daughter.
How old?
20-something. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Now, do you want to usually you keep like to keep your guys older than your daughter?
Oh yeah.
You do.
And so does she.
Is she an actress?
She is.
And
she
a television is. Host?
Yes, she's done some great work. And she's beautiful, stunning beautiful.
Gorgeous.
A single woman?
Yes, she is.
Wow.
No, well, half and half. She's dating a lovely man, so, yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Better
all right,
than
and you're
the
here,
mom.
And you're here to embarrass her on the air as well as in person. All right.
So
I will try to.
We'll keep her out of this.
Okay.
Okay. So, Lisa, what are you looking for in a guy? I mean, like, is there a height requirement?
Height requirement, I like 6 foot, a little bit 6 foot and up. Why not?
All right. 6 foot plus. What if he smokes, drinks, gambles?
Pass on the smoke. Drinking is okay. Gamble's okay as long as it's done. Well, tastefully.
All right. No smoking. No. Or he can gamble, right?
In moderation.
Yeah.
And he can drink. And what about smoking weed? You don't really care.
Okay. She doesn't care.
All right. If you like your weed, you can smoke it at Lisa's house.
Does he need to have a job?
Oh yes, he needs to have a job, and it would be nice if he had a car.
Okay.
Be nice if he didn't live with his mom.
All right,
that's
excellent.
Hilarious.
You know, all right, now where do you live? What part of the town do you live in?
I live not far from here. I live around the Fairfax area.
All right. Mm-hmm. Got a house, an apartment, a condo?
A house.
A house.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I would like him to have his own place, though, too.
Yeah, you don't want him to move in tonight,
no.
right?
No.
Okay.
She's the true definition of a cougar, this Lisa, because she's got cash. Because, you know, cougars are supposed to, you know,
yeah.
do well for themselves.
Yeah, now you did well for yourself.
I do well
are
for
Are you
myself.
Doing well for yourself?
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
And what happened to the mister? How long were you married?
For a few years,
yeah.
and we're still best friends. I'm really best friends with all the guys that I've dated.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How do you
except one, and you know,
and who cares about him?
Yeah,
wow.
exactly.
That's good joke. I don't know how you do that, being Italian and all. I mean,
you know, I chase them around with a knife and threaten them and say, do that again, and you'll be mine or something.
All right.
You know?
Are you? I hate to be stereotypical here, but are you a good cook?
I am a great cook.
See? That's the nice thing about Italian women.
Now, how tall are you, Lisa?
I am 5'12".
All right.
Okay. You're 5 foot what?
Yeah, I'm 5 foot four.
She's so
five
tiny.
5'4".
And a tiny little thing.
And a huge rack. Forgive me for putting you on the spot.
Italian women, we...
Right,
know,
all right.
Say it's like a size D.
And you're in your mid-40s? Early 40s.
Should we... okay.
All right. Mid.
All right, mid-40s.
Mid to late. No.
Natural D's. Yeah. Did you write that down?
Yeah, and you only really hear women do that. You never hear a guy say, I'm in my early 40s.
I know. That's very
you
funny.
You never hear that. You know, a guy says, yeah, I'm in my late 50s. Never hear a dude say that.
No.
Guy always nails it. How old are you? 58.
Yes,
and you're very proud of it. 52, right there.
So you know what I do? I lie.
If they look like you, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
But I do. When I was 37, I said I was 40. When I was 40, I said I was 41. Now I'm 42. I have to get, you know, it's almost the middle of the year because my birthday was in February. I have to start owning 43. So sometime
Wait a minute. Do you do that just because you're always high and you forget how old you are?
No, I do it because I like being older. I think it's hot to be older than what I am because then people always go, God, you're 43. Wow, you look incredible.
Yeah.
If I said I was 39, then people go, oh, yeah, you look great.
Eventually, when people ask how old you are, and you reach a certain point, you just say, I'm Joy Behar.
Very
funny.
I'm Joy Behar's age.
The only thing that annoys me is when it actually gets to be my birthday, people always assume that I'm a year older than I am, and then it pisses me off. Because this birthday...
Well, you're the one that started it.
I know.
All right, let's take some calls here. If you'd like to go out on a date with Lisa Pantone. I'm sorry, I keep going back to the Italian pronunciation.
Okay.
Pantone, because my stepmother's Italian.
There you go.
Lisa Pantone, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can also see her on her website, lisapantone.com, PAMTONE. And somebody might get lucky tonight. Who knows? Might slide into Pantone's house after hours.
Lisa's cast over 2,000 projects. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
I thought it was closer to 3,000.
There you go.
What's going on with you?
Her latest film just got accepted into the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes,
which
today.
Which is huge.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Today got
that's great.
News,
guys
yes.
are, now guys are really cool.
Yes, they
are. Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
Wow. I think guys are more interested in cans than can, you know?
Hey.
Exactly.
As long as we're saying the word.
All right. All right. Lisa Pantone is with us. Also, Sam Phillips is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
FMO.
Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Nice to see you, Sammy.
Thanks for having me, Timmy.
And also Lisa Pantone. She's a casting director.
Ciao.
She is in her 40s, and she's looking for some hot 20 to 30-year-old. 20 to 30-year-old, maybe. Maybe 30.
It can't be an illegal age. It's got to be over 21.
Yeah.
It's got to be over 21.
Got to be 21 plus.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to some of these guys. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
And they can see Lisa at lisapantone.com, and that's an E at the end of Pantone.
Pantone.
Yeah.
David, who's 25 in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
All right, man.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm going to call you David. I love that, David.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Hey, David, how old's your mom?
My mom is, I think 49.
All right, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Lisa and her went to school together.
Yeah. Hopefully your mom's older than Lisa's age. Yes?
Yeah, yes. I believe so.
All right, and now have you always been into older women?
Yes. Well, the oldest woman I've dated was 36.
And how old were you?
I was 23.
Ooh,
that's not bad.
Bad boy.
All right, what's the attraction for you to older women?
What's my attraction? You know what? I've always hung around a lot of older people all my life, and so they generally seem to have more interesting conversation, as well as younger women don't cook either.
Right. All right, now where would you take Lisa out on a date? What's a nice evening for you?
You know what? I like to go kind of early evening, and I like doing just normal stuff, like maybe go hang out on Melrose, you know, go to some of the shops down there, just have keep a little fun, and then stop by one of the small little restaurants they
now,
have
David,
down there.
Can you afford to buy Lisa like a little trinket from that store in Melrose?
You know what? I'm really good at bargaining with those guys down there.
Oh, so, good.
That's what you want on a first date.
Yes.
Guy's going to spend 20 minutes trying to get $10 off.
That's right.
Lisa's out in the front having a cigarette.
Yeah. No, but then you could put that onto the food tab.
Okay. That's right.
All right, dude. That sounds like a great evening. We'll put you on hold and get your email address. What do you think? You into that dude or not?
Why not?
All
David,
right,
I
look
love
at
the
that.
Name David.
Yes.
Wow.
We'll get your email address and give it to Lisa here. Lisa Panto.
And also, we have to make sure that David's tall because, you know, Lisa does have prerequisites.
Yeah, what? 6 feet, guy with hair, and his own job.
Oh, yeah. What color hair? Do you like blonde brunettes?
I'm not partial as long as
do you mind if they're bald? Would they be bald in their 20s if they shave their head?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
What
is
the youngest guy
exactly.
you've been out with recently?
Ooh. Should I say maybe, I'd say 36.
36. All right. So you want to go much younger now, huh?
Yeah, he didn't have enough stamina for Lisa.
Is that right? Lisa just flipped off Sam. Yeah. I guess there was something set off the air
he
that should have been on
the air.
He took
me to Melrose and bargained for a trinket.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's like, you know, I should be the one to talk to. Last date I was on with my wife, I was scalping tickets in the parking
there
lot
you
of
go.
The
what?
Amphitheater.
You were?
I had too many tickets I was trying to get rid of two.
What was it for?
For a concert. Who is the Gwen Stefani?
Oh, that's great. Right. Did you sell those tickets?
Did you sell?
No, I ended up keeping them because nobody would buy them.
Wow.
But I went up to the balcony and I found this like little girl. She's like 7 or 8. She's with her dad. And I said, hey, you guys want to sit in the third row? And she said, yeah. And I said, all right, 150 each. No, I just gave it to the kids. All right, let's take some more calls here for Lisa Pantone. She's in her 40s and looking for something in her 20s. Something in your 20s. Scott, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Good. How about you?
All right, ma'am.
Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you, Scott?
Good. How about you?
Fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Do you guys have a computer there? Because you could IMDb me and see what I look like.
I'm not really that interested. What about... what do you have to offer, Lisa? I mean, you're a tall guy, you got your own job. Tell us about yourself.
You don't live with your mom, do you?
Well, no. I'm an actor. I did not know, when I called in, I didn't know you were a casting director.
Oh, all right.
Oh, lucky
that's
you.
Good.
What a coincidence.
Good.
Yeah, and, you know, though, I listened to you said you wanted someone that's 6 foot. I'm 5'10". That's why I wanted you to see my picture. Maybe it could, like, sway your... persuasion.
Ooh,
a couple
that
there.
Sounds good.
5'10 is okay for you, right, Lisa? Because, you know, Lisa's not the tallest. Scott.
Behave.
Oh, no, she's 5'4".
But I wear 6-inch heels.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Scott?
Well, like I said, I'm an actor and a singer. So
what
like,
do you really do you know? For a living?
How do you make dough?
Well, I do some acting. I do some singing at different places, different, like, little restaurants.
Good for you.
Where do you
That's
live?
Good.
I'm living in North Hollywood.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you have roommates? Do you live with your parents?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
I got roommates.
How many roommates?
Two.
Two. They wouldn't mind Lisa sleeping over?
Nah.
Sounds like an interesting evening.
Yes.
I'll probably take her to Ruth Chris for the first date or something.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty nice. Very nice. That's very classy.
Although the guy with, this guy now with roommates, you know, that makes the guy a Melrose bargaining for trinkets. Seem like
Prince Charming.
Tom Cruise. All right. You know, since we went late with Adam Carolla and a lot of people want to talk to you, can you stay for another segment?
Absolutely.
And then we'll do the news after that. All right. Let's check in with Gina real quick and see what is going to be happening tonight in the news, everybody. Lisa, Gina, please.
Well, George Bush is proud of his legacy, and Tim Conway Sr. is a big star.
Yeah, look
after
at
the
that.
Break.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this last night. My father was on 30 Rock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, big show out there.
You know what? I did see the promotion for that.
Yeah, I saw it last night. I got him. It was very funny. All right, and also stay tuned for the top 10 list for David Letterman. The top 10 little-known facts about the Pope. And that's going to be happening momentarily. Sam Phillips stays with us. Lisa Pantone is with us as well. She's in her 40s looking for somebody in her in their 20s.
Well,
and if that is interesting, if that sounds interesting to you, 520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We continue with Cougar Dating and Sam Phillips. And she has brought in Lisa Pantone, one of the big casting directors in town. And she is in her 40s looking for a guy who is a little younger.
21 to 29, let's say.
Do you ever date guys your age?
Yes.
And nothing, no success, huh?
I was married to
one. Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yes, and we... Pleasantly divorced.
How many times have you been married? Just once?
Once.
That was enough?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, I love marriage, but to him, that was enough.
Was he Italian?
Yes.
Ah, all right.
Oh, old is there school?
Old school Italian?
Jersey Italian.
Uh-oh.
Is there a nationality that you'd prefer? Like, would you like to stick with the Italian? Are you open to Spanish,
no,
German, not, Irish?
All of it.
Now,
guys. Yeah, I'm not, no. I have no prejudice in me at all.
Was your husband into the racetrack?
Meadowlands.
Is that right? All right. I know the vibe.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Again, Lisa Pantone. She is 5'4". She's in her 40s.
Rockin' bod.
She is looking for a younger man. And if you're that dude, you're 6 feet plus, you got yourself a decent job, and you're not going to be taking Melrose Avenue to bargain on a piece of jewelry, then you could have a date with Lisa, maybe hit it off, and she'll put the pot on for you. Who knows?
That's right. Cook that pasta.
Make
all
some
right.
sauce for you.
Yeah. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Also, we learned during the commercial break that she's a great cook and never reads a cookbook.
Yes.
That give you an idea.
Instinct.
And, yeah.
Instinct.
And, how long she's been cooking and how great the food must be. All right. Let's talk to Patrick here. Patrick, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Doing good, Tim. How are you?
All right.
Hey,
we got a bad connection with you, dude. Let's try to get a better connection and we'll chat with you. Let's talk to Keith in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, Tim, bro?
Hey. What do you got?
He said cops.
No, I don't think he did.
Yes, I think he said, does she like cops?
I don't know if he said, do you like cops or... But did he say cops? I don't think he did, man. No way.
Really? All right, let's different. I have conflicting reports in here.
Yeah, no, I always...
I swear I heard cops.
I'm always very cautious. All right, let's talk to Leo in Costa Mesa. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hi, Leo.
Hi. I want to just say off the bat, 35 years old. I'm a professional ballroom dancer and teacher. Great shape. I'm a Latin guy, so I know how to rumba, cha-cha, and salsa and tango, and I love cougar women.
Wow. Look at you, dude.
I just cast a project that I was looking for salsa dancers and Latin dancers just last week.
Oh, bad vibes. You're a little late, man.
Just last week.
Hey, so what? How old were you go, Leo?
She was 45.
She was 45. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
She says, I suspect 48, 50, but
right.
She was beautiful. She was
she beautiful? Was she nice? Was she sexy?
She was sexy. She knew how to dress. And that's what's really wonderful about experienced, mature, grounded women is that they're open to, you know, all kinds of experiences. And they know how to have that wit and charm. And they're open to spontaneity. And they know how to dress. You know what I'm talking about? They know how to dress.
And they're really confident sexually.
Very, very sexual. I was 22 years old when my first girlfriend was 44. And that's how I got started.
Wow.
I'm sure she taught you a thing or two.
Were you dating any of your mom's friends?
No, I'm not.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah,
that's when it starts to get a little weird.
Yes, it does.
Slightly right. Creepy.
And where would you take Lisa out on a date, dude?
Let's see. I'd like to start in Gay Center USA, West Hollywood.
Oh.
Jesus
that's right
Christ.
Nearby.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of little clubs there, you know, little cafes, little eateries, just somewhere to chill and have it open. And all the people there are just so open and cultures regarding what L.A. means.
Absolutely.
You know, you can stay up all night long, and I just love to talk. The more wine, the more chatter. The more wine, the more chatter.
Ooh.
Dude, I'm getting a weird vibe from you, dude.
I like him. Do you like to cuddle?
Well, let me tell you why I'm getting a weird vibe. You said you love West Hollywood and you love talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's those are two red flags, young man.
That's like a radio talk show host.
Ah,
but does he like to cuddle? That's the big question, Leo.
I think cuddle is necessary. I really think you need to. But only if, like, you know, the intimacy was really awesome, then otherwise it was just, you know.
All right, dude.
Wham, bam. Thank you, man. That's what that is, huh?
All right. Hold on one sec. We'll get your email address and pass along to Lisa Pancone.
Ciao, Leo.
Yes,
right. And Leo, you never know when Lisa's going to have another project that she needs to cast for a salsa or ballroom dancer.
Yeah, do you like that?
Absolutely.
You like dancing? Like salsa dancing?
I do like to dance.
You do?
Absolutely.
You got a hot little figure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Shake it, mama.
Yeah. Who the hell likes dancing, man? All right. Let's talk to Pat. He's back here. Pat, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Conway, how you doing?
All right, you still got a bad connection, dude.
What's up with your phone?
I'm on a hard line. How could that be?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Is this better?
No, dude, it still sucks.
That's terrible.
Yeah, move to L.A. and call us. All right, let's talk to Chad here in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hi, Chad.
How you doing?
Are you 23 good. Years old?
Yes, sir.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
Yep.
Lisa's getting all excited, man.
Yeah, better be. I'm
younger than her daughter.
And he's all cocky, too. He's like, better be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm 6'4", pretty built. I work out every day. I like to pretty much just get down.
Now, do you have your own place? Do you live at home? What's your deal?
Yeah, I live in Newport. I own my own business. I detail cars for a living.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Now, would you clean Lisa's car?
Depends on what she's willing to do for that.
Oh, I didn't know there was a barter thing going on.
Yeah, it's like a trade-off. Huh?
Now, what if she cooks for you? Will you clean her car?
Absolutely.
Let me see if you're actually in the car detail business. What do you do for dog crap in the carpets?
I get my workers to clean it up.
Yeah, but what do you use? What chemical?
Dummy.
You don't want a guy using that language.
Yeah, she wants somebody with a clean mouth.
Yeah, that guy will attack you. All right, let's talk to a Keith in Long Beach here. He's back on the air. Keith, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right.
I said cops, bro.
All right, cops.
See, that's what I told you.
Sorry, man.
You told him that.
All right.
What is wrong with you, Tim?
Do you like cops? Okay.
That's right.
All right, so you're a Long Beach cop?
I'm actually, I work in Compton.
Compton,
okay.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
That's a safe area. Probably never any action.
Is that a joke?
What? All right, so Lisa's with us. You're on with Lisa. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Keith. And I do like cops.
Oh, there God, now where'd he go?
Moved on.
Wow.
Miguel in downtown Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, dude.
Hi, hey. Miguel.
Hello. I'm trying to actually find a date with Lisa here.
Wow. Ooh. What do you do for a living?
I'm a hot dog vendor in downtown.
On the streets?
Yep.
All right. Well, you know what? She dated a pretzel guy in the streets.
In New York, right.
A pretzel guy?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of rough these days trying to sell hot dogs. The cops are shutting us down, but...
Right.
You know, I got a nice little place on 9th and Flower, so...
Oh. Wow.
I know where that is.
Live close to home.
Sure.
How old are you, Miguel?
I'm 25.
Ooh, okay.
Nice. What are your hours with the cart?
You know what? It's nice being an entrepreneur. I make my own hours.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice hours and free dinners.
Does your apartment smell like hot dog water?
It depends on if it's hot day or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Do your hands smell like hot dogs? More importantly.
Well.
What kind of dogs are you moving?
The ones, the Winnies with the actual bacon wrapped around them.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Man.
Only the best.
I heard about those.
You know, if you guys invite me to the studio, I'll go ahead and cook for you guys right there.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, let's have you come in, and then I'll get the salmonella. Everybody will pass out.
That was only one incident, and the guy didn't report it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see, but I'm actually trying to get a date with Lisa, take her out to dinner, make her a nice hot dog, and see where the night goes.
Now, where would you take her for an evening?
Oh, well, it depends where she wants me to park the car at.
Cart will travel.
Yeah, it's wherever she wants, we'll go.
Now, do you hop on that thing and roll down the street?
No.
Is that your form of transportation?
No, but she could hop on and I'll push her.
But you tow it around wherever you go.
I may like that. Yes, that's right.
I tow it around everywhere I go, so you can find me anywhere.
All right. I like the fact that Miguel's a hard worker.
Yeah, let me put you on hold, get your email address. I like that dude.
Yeah, I like him too.
My brother used to do it. My brother Pat used to sell hot dogs on the street. And he was in Encino one day selling hot dogs right in front of a bank. And I remember passing him in July. It was about 110 in the valley. And I pass this guy and I look over. And the guy's wearing black pants, black shoes, and a black long sleeve shirt.
Oh, how awful.
So I stop and I pull over and I said, Pat, what are you doing? He's sweating his ass off. I said, why are you wearing black? He said, well, what do you mean? I said, you know, black attracts heat. It keeps heat in. He goes, oh, man, I thought that was white that did that.
No, white reflects the heat.
I know. Yes. There's a reason why he was on the streets with the dogs in July in the valley.
But you know what? I like the fact that he's, you know, working hard for the money.
Not my brother. All right. Let's talk to a Robert in Los Angeles. You're on with Lisa Pantone. How are you?
Good. How about you, Colin?
All right. You're 24. She's 44-ish.
Nice.
Cool.
How are you, Robert?
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
What do you do for a living, buddy?
I go to school and I work.
What do you work as?
I work at my school. I work part-time at a bookstore.
So that means you're well-read and smart, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm actually a biology major, so
wow.
I'm working on that.
Now, what do you like about older women?
I don't, you know what? I've always been attracted to older women. All my girlfriends have been older, and this partial date I had, it was about 2 years ago. Me and my friends went to Vegas just to hang out, and I hooked up with like a 38-year-old, and yeah, I just, I don't know.
Hey, buddy, what's a partial date? You said you went on a partial date.
Like, we just met. It was like a random thing. It was a group of friends, and we all just ended up going to the same club, and like we just hung out the whole night, and it was pretty cool.
Sounds great. Now, let me ask you a quick question, because I have a pretty good sixth sense about this. Are you nude?
No.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
I usually nail that.
Why'd you get that vibe, man?
Yeah, it sounds like you're naked and enjoying yourself while you're talking.
Yeah, it was your voice, buddy.
I'm just a little nervous. My first time on the radio.
I thought it was very sexy.
Yeah,
I picked up
good.
That vibe. Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah,
this guy sounds like a smart dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me put him on hold here.
I like him.
And we'll get his email address and maybe pass it along to you. Robert in Los Angeles.
Look at those phones lighting up for Lisa Pantone.
Ooh.
All right. Let's talk to Mike in L.A. He's 22. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Lisa Pantone, and she's in her 40s looking for a guy like you. Is that right?
I hope so.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
What do you do for a living, Mike?
I'm a second assistant for a producer, actually, at Paramount Pictures.
Nice.
Wow.
So you're in the industry like me, right?
Yes, I am. Trying to be, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
How long you been in it?
I've been out here for about a year now, so I'm working my way up through the ranks, obviously.
Well, you're doing well for only being here a year, and you got a second assistant producer.
Absolutely.
Job. I don't know what that means, but
it's all about who you know, as you know, up here. So
I thought it was second assistant director. There's second assistant producers, too?
My producer is kind of a crazy guy, so he definitely needs two assistants.
I see. All right. All right, and you're 22. Have you always been attracted to older women?
You know, I always have, but I think lately, you know, I've really realized that that's probably the best thing for me, because I'm just over these young girls that don't know what they want. You know, they play games, they play these stupid games.
That's true.
You know, I want a woman that knows what she wants.
Well, this is Lisa, man,
and she can cook, Mike.
Yeah, plus she could probably buy you a car,
and she could probably give you a job.
I do know people.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mike, you live on your own?
I do. I live in an apartment, actually, right off of Sunset.
Oh, convenient.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. So.
And tell us a perfect night, a perfect date with you and Lisa.
Well, you know, my family actually owns Italian restaurants down in San Diego, so I'm a bit of a food connoisseur myself. So
fabulous.
I'm still looking for a good Italian place in Hollywood, in L.A., period. So
me
I'm hoping
too.
Maybe Lisa, you know, with her Italian roots, you know, maybe she can help me out.
I'm still looking myself. There's a few.
It's called Chez Pantone. That's the best Italian food in Los Angeles, yeah. Buddy.
Grazie.
All right. Now, again, Lisa told us off the air she likes to wait for a date or two before she hits it with you. Is that
unlike me? I put out on the first date. I'm a big whore. Yeah, you have to, dude.
I didn't know that.
Sam is
the
only.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Sam's the only woman in the world who her vagina walks into a room 10 minutes before she does.
Wow. But at least it makes an entrance, buddy.
There you go. See, I'm gonna have to hang out here more often.
Hey, I did not kill the bit. Stop that.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 sec. We'll give you Lisa's, or we'll give you your email address and give it to Lisa. You're on email, right, Lisa?
Yeah,
of course. You're with the computers?
Okay. Yeah, and anybody can check out lisapantone.com, and that's Pantone, and you can see the Hot Lisa. And there's even preview video, where Lisa's telling you all about how you can get into the industry and stuff, right?
All right, lisapantone.com.
Yes, that's true.
Let's talk to Drew in Los Angeles. Drew, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Hi, Drew.
Hi. So I'm interested in Lisa.
You're 30?
Yeah, I'm 30 years old, and you want to? I'm actually a guy. I write people's names on a grain of rice. I want
to
give her a bowl of rice full of her name on each of the grains of rice, and then we'll have sushi together. How about that?
Wow,
that is romantic.
So now you carve names in cooked rice or in uncooked rice?
I paint on uncooked rice, so actually the rice will actually really be disgusting once cooked. But the thought—it's the thought that
yes,
counts.
It is. That's right.
Yeah, that's very tedious.
And
work.
I have a very short name. You see, Lisa.
How much? Hey, Drew, how much weed do you smoke?
Like right now? Or
just in general, buddy.
I'll probably go through about an eighth of good stuff every week.
That's it? God.
That's not bad. That's not
I
bad.
Do a quarter.
Well, you know, I mean, I put some in my dugout. We smoke from the bomb. We may roll a blunt. My roommate, everybody else I know has some, so we all go in. To, you know what I mean?
Hey, dude, what do you do with all that extra cash
from
writing on rice?
Well, I'll tell you something. It just barely gets me by. Yeah,
oh, that's
I know.
Ridiculous.
Now, do you do it like on Venice? Where are you writing on rice?
You must not be a good rice writer if you're just getting by.
I work out of my house right now, but...
Oh, dude. He's even laughing at it.
Right, dude.
It's hard to get people to come by.
I like this one. He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah,
like
we need to take Drew's information.
Drew, you're a mess, dude.
not enough foot traffic, really.
Not enough call for that. Are you kidding me? In L.A.?
Once I get him in the door, I can usually sell him. It's just about getting them in the door, really. I spend a lot of money on marketing.
I guess so. Is it a hard sell or a soft sell?
Hey, you know what Drew pointed out? You have to have a sense of humor. That's very attractive.
I guess
yes, it
so.
Is. Yes, it is.
This guy smokes more than an eighth a week.
It doesn't matter what you do for a living, as long as you're funny.
He smoked an eighth during this call. All right. Dude, hold on 1 sec. I want to see some of that rice of yours. You got a website?
Brother, come on now.
All right, hold on 1 second.
But he would be working out of home if he had a website.
Oh,
come
that
on.
Guy sounds pretty cool.
I like him. He's funny.
Let's try to get that guy on the show sometime, either in studio or on the phone. That's a funny dude, man.
He was good.
I haven't laughed that hard at a caller in a long time. All right, Lisa, we're going to press on. I know you got big dinner plans tonight. But awfully nice to meet you. And if you want to come back sometime.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll,
I'm trying to get Lisa to cast your beautiful daughter in a project.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That kid is destined for greatness.
She's only 2.5.
No, so. I'm telling you. That kid is going to be a huge star, and Lisa Pantone's going to make it happen.
There you go.
Watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be like the...
You'll thank me.
I'll be the old bitter father she doesn't talk to.
Yes.
Listen, that's his kid. Do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, oh, That was like when she was 2 days old.
Oh, oh look how
and
sweet.
She listens to Lycus a lot.
Oh, yeah, and what does she say?
She says, dump that bitch.
Dump that bitch.
She's only a year and a half when she's doing that. Yeah. All right, Lisa, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so You're much the for best. Having me. Loved
Sam
it,
Phillips
loved
will
it,
stay with
it.
Us.
Thank
it
you, buddy.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I'm back, boo.